Department of Motor Vehicle offices across the state are expecting to be busier than usual for the next few years as new federal standards for driver's licenses go into effect. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, one Central New York DMV office is gearing up for the extra time it takes to process these licenses.
The Real ID Act, adopted in 2005, requires all U.S. residents to have a federally approved ID to travel on a domestic flight or enter a federal building by October 2020. Because this new Real ID includes every name a person has had, and those names need to be documented, it's led to longer lines at the DMV, according to Madison County Clerk Michael Kevel.
I'd have two of my employees just standing, waiting, not able to do anything as the line continues to grow, because one person's processing somebody through with all that scanning.
To avoid that rush, Madison County's purchased another camera that's been installed at the DMV. Kevel says it moves people through the process more quickly at peak times of the day because these new licenses require a new picture taken at the DMV office. Kevel notes it's unclear what will happen to anyone not upgrading to either a Real ID or an enhanced New York State license.
Department of Homeland Security, TSA, has not come out and clearly said what they will accept if a person has an unapproved driver's license. They may need to have their Social Security card with their driver's license. You know, it might be that simple, but we don't know. So we're trying to encourage people to be prepared.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.